Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN. We continue with our interview with Dr. Lori Goetsch, Dean of Libraries at Kansas State University.
This is more so a personal question for me, because I had been like, oh yeah, do you think you'd ever think about like 3D printers or anything like that?
Exactly.
Is that anything that you would consider possibly for that lab space at all?
Yes, we'll have several 3D printers. We'll have laser cutters.
Wow.
Lots of other technical tools and non-technical tools as well.
So pulling back from the library and your place in it, I'd like to know more about what, I guess we'll start from the basics of you describing who you are specifically, the role that you played, the legacy that you hope to have, and where you think the next direction is for you.
Oh, the next direction for me is retirement and travel and time with family and that sort of thing. I hope in terms of a legacy, it's hard to get past the 2.5 years, almost 3 years that we've spent on this building since the fire. I think this building has become a big part of my legacy.
I would certainly say so. I feel like when people look back, especially during this very trying time, you being at the helm of this and still managing to make everything still happen, I think that's going to be very beneficial. And I think that'll speak volumes. Now, really, the only other question that I would ask before I'll give you the floor to say anything else that you'd like to either say about yourself or perhaps about the library is, I know it's speculation, but when you think about it, had both of these major events not happened, what were you hoping to accomplish? Because I remember the last time we had talked, you had said that there were still some construction plans that were going to go ahead. But I guess just to kind of rekindle the past, what would have been the direction that the library would have gone in had that not have happened?
We still would have done some renovation, particularly that first floor renovation. That was already in the works and getting ready to start when the fire happened. So we would have gone ahead with the first floor renovation, and I'm hopeful we would have gone ahead with something like the Sunderland Lab. We were in conversations with them at that time. So I think we would have gone ahead with that makerspace and media development expansion as well. I think those are the big things. The other thing that we have been at work on is bringing the library collection back into the building. And one of the things that has allowed us to do is basically handle every single volume in this library, about 1.5 million books and other items. And it's let us manage our collection. It's given us an opportunity to take things out of the collection that were dated or in poor condition or multiple copies of things, so that we can have what we call a curated collection, a collection that is much more useful and helpful to the university community. And I think we would have gone ahead with some kind of collection analysis project, even if we hadn't had the fire.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Lori. Is there anything else that you'd like to impart to our listeners?
I would just like to thank the Manhattan community for all the support that we have gotten over the past few years, in particular since the fire. Our friends at the K-State Libraries Group has been very supportive. We've had other folks in the community who've come forward philanthropically to help us out with the renovation, particularly with the first floor. And so I'm really grateful to the Manhattan folks for hanging with us. Also with the university community, we had to find, after the fire, we had to find room for 150 people on this campus who were displaced because of that fire. And if you know anything about space on a university campus, you know it's kind of the coin of the realm. Everybody holds it close and wants more of it. But departments and colleges opened their doors to our library staff and IT staff who were housed here as well. And we found places for all of those people in a matter of a couple of weeks. So the university community, our K-State family, is really a true thing. We really came forward as a family and came together around that tragedy of the fire.
Thank you so much, Lori, for taking the time out of your day to talk to me. And
thank you.
And I wish you all the rest that you want out of retirement. But I know you will be surely missed. And all I can say is congratulations on the library. And I wish you so much success. And I'm going to have to come out and check it out before I myself leave here, because I'm going to be moving to Portland here in a couple of months. So I definitely want to see that.
Which Portland are you moving to? Oregon or Maine?
Oregon. I have been to Portland, Maine, because I used to live in Howland when I was a little boy. But thank you again. And I really hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you again.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.